The Ice Dragon of Snowflake Peak. Once upon a time, in the land of endless winter, there stood the tallest mountain called Snowflake Peak. This wasn't an ordinary mountain. It was home to a magical creature, the rare Ice Dragon, whose name was Crystalwing. Crystalwing had shimmering scales that glistened like 1,000 frozen stars, and eyes as blue as the deepest ice cave. Unlike other dragons who could breathe fire, Crystalwing could puff out a breath so frosty that it turned anything it touched into sparkling ice sculptures. The villagers in the town below had heard many tales about Crystalwing, but very few had actually seen him, for he was shy and liked to keep to the solitude of his icy domain. The children, especially, were fascinated by the stories and dreamed of one day meeting the gentle dragon. One chilly morning, as the children were playing outside, they noticed that the usual cold had turned even more biting. They saw a beautiful icy trail in the sky and knew it had to be Crystalwing flying overhead. "Do you think Crystalwing needs our help?" asked a brave little girl named Lily. "What if he is making it colder because he's upset?" The children, with their hearts full of wonder and courage, decided to go on an adventure to find Crystalwing. They dressed warmly and set out, leaving a trail of tiny footprints in the fresh snow. After a long journey, they finally reached the peak and found Crystalwing sitting there all alone with a sad look in his majestic eyes. Lily stepped forward. "What's wrong, Crystalwing? Can we help you with something?" she asked with genuine concern. Crystalwing lowered his great head, and in a voice as cool as the Himalayan breezes, he shared his sorrow. "I am the last of my kind, and sometimes the silence of these mountains makes me feel lonely." The children huddled together and came up with a heartwarming plan. Every weekend, they decided to visit Crystalwing and bring music, laughter, and dance to the peak of Snowflake Peak. As time passed, their visits filled Crystalwing's world with joy, and the mountain echoed with the sounds of friendship. Crystalwing was no longer the lonely ice dragon, as he had found his cherished friends in the brave and kind-hearted children of the village. He even learned to control his frosty breath to create the most beautiful ice rinks for them to skate on and the most splendid ice sculptures that they marveled at. And so Crystalwing, the ice dragon, and the children of the village lived happily ever after, sharing countless magical moments atop Snowflake Peak. The warmth of friendship, it turns out, can thrive even in the coldest of places.